Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of good news happening here at home and across the world this week. Colin O'Sullivan is here to put a smile on your face this Wednesday. How's all?
Oh, good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. It's, well, I think good news for people who might remember the fact that it's 20 years since this.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long fronts, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Andrea, I don't know if you understand what that is, but
No. It
is actually the first ever video to be posted on YouTube. So 20 years ago today,
wow.
April 23rd in 2005, Jawed Karim, the founder of YouTube, posted that video, and it now has amassed 355 million views.
Really?
Like, I think it's iconic in that it's literally just a video of him at the zoo in San Diego looking at these elephants. And it kind of kickstarted what was like this crazy wave of people posting videos online. Becoming YouTubers was the new thing, or becoming a vlogger or an influencer.
Because that is how it started, pre-Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, it was YouTube. People were YouTubers. People vlogged their daily life and kind of put up 10-minute videos and stuff like that. Do you like YouTube?
No, never use it. I don't think I've ever really sat beyond from a work purpose. If I had to look for a video or something on YouTube for that, I would never sit down and scroll through YouTube videos in the same way as I would with Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, well, you might remember this iconic video.
Ow! Ow, Charlie! Ow! Charlie! That really hurt!
I do remember that.
Charlie bit my finger. Yeah, these two kids, brothers, and one of them is, I'd say, about 1 year old, and he bites his brother's finger. And this reached, I think it has 100 million.
So this is the parents' post.
Yeah, but it has 100 million views on YouTube. And it, like, people took this and ran with it. And, like, that's 10 years old now as well.
Where is Charlie?
I know, where's Charlie nowadays? But actually, the first video to reach 1 billion views on the platform was this.
Open Gangnam Style.
Hated it.
I'm not too great today. You're not going to be happy at the end of this.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, no. Well,
it's
I don't think you'd be hearing
song.
It on the nights out anymore. But it
isn't the frog.
The crazy frog.
Crazy frog. Do you remember it? Oh my
another
God.
Another YouTube video. But yeah, 20 years of YouTube today, I think I find comfort in it sometimes, looking back at funny clips.
Yeah, all it does is age me. I just cannot believe that YouTube is 20 years old. Anyway, speaking of age, fungi.
Fungi, Andrea. Go on. So you'll remember that fungi around 5 years ago
vanished
during the COVID pandemic. We all kind of, everyone was up in arms as to where fungi had gone. But now, a fisherman in County Kerry who does not want to be named has relayed information to a close friend of his, Siobhan Daly from Carras Aveen, that he was spotted in between the Blasket Islands and Skellig Michael. Like, I think this is great. It's fungi's back, lads. All is well in the world.
Calls it now. I don't think it's fungi.
Well, you see, he says what made it distinct was that his size and also the scarring on the top of his head. And Siobhan Daly, who's from Carras Aveen, is kind of almost like, for all the world, a fungi expert. And she said fungi had scarring on the top of his head because a boat, the kind of the turner underneath the boat,
the
propeller cut him previously over the years. Now, they say he would be around 40 years old now. So those 5 years ago, it could be fungi's cousin. But I like to think that people are going to be able to get back on the water down in Kerry and go and see the man himself very soon.
Yeah, there's no chance it could be a different fungi that got a clip with the propeller as well. No,
well,
not to be cynical now about it.
Yeah, well, it's all about reasons to be happy.
Exactly.
Here.
If it boosts tourism in Kerry, we'll support it.
Absolutely.
Fungi's making a comeback. Speaking of, well, it was boosting your well-being, the arts.
Yes. So I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be one to frequent an art gallery very often. Mm. But apparently, a new study out from those in Trinity College here in Dublin proved that it impacts your eudaimonic well-being, which means, I suppose, your sense of meaning, personal growth and purpose in life. So the study found that the positive effects were observed in hospitals and museums and virtual settings. So it doesn't have to be actually going and visiting a gallery. Yeah. It's just observing art. And so they used the likes of Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh, The Scream by Edvard Munch, and it proved that it was going to, I suppose, increase people's mental health and how they were feeling overall.
Do you know there was an arts exhibition on in the RDS about 2 or 3 weekends ago? Yeah. And I went along to that actually to see
it. Enjoy it.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't really know how to value good art though. I'd love to understand how to do that.
Yeah, no, I
beyond I like the painting, you know.
I did art for a leaving cert. I used to be a bit like, I don't really understand this or what's the meaning. But I did go to the Van Gogh Museum in Berlin and it was class.
Right.
Like, it was really, really good. So I would recommend it. And maybe it might help you feel that little bit more enthusiastic.
Yeah, boost my well-being. We all need a little bit of that. Great week for this Irish artist. You're too sweet for
Yes, Andrea Hosier, the Wicklow man, has been named in the Time magazine list of people to watch for 2025.
So that's an incredible list to be included.
Like,
most influential people.
Yeah, most influential people for the next year ahead. And he's the only Irishman on the list. He makes the kind of the gong alongside Demi Moore, Adrian Brody, both kind of actors that were kind of in the forefront this year, but also alongside Serena Williams, Blake Lively, Simone Biles, US President Donald Trump also in there, Keir Starmer, Elon Musk. Like, for this, for Hosier, a musician, like, to be making this list is incredible.
And, you know, I suppose he is, like, he's not someone I feel as an artist, an Irish artist, that we hear a huge amount about. He doesn't do a huge, you know, level or number of interviews.
Yeah.
I know he did. Where did he play? He did a gig last year, didn't he? One or two nights in Dublin. I know he's doing Electric Picnic this year.
Yeah, he's doing like, I saw him at Electric Picnic in, I want to say 2019. I saw him at Christmas 2023. And he is really good. And he's really, like, I think when he speaks on stage, he's really well spoken. And I think he has a huge fan base. We saw this when that song that we just heard, Too Sweet, reached number 7 in the most songs played last year on Spotify. Like, he is really, really good. And I don't know about influential, but I feel like there's a lot of people out there that do look to him maybe as kind of one of the Irish artists who are doing good.
There you go. Now, I was a huge fan of this movie years ago.
What if someone saw what happened?
You need to handle this.
This isn't the first time there's been violence like this in Southport.
It's not going to stop.
I just have one question. What did you do last summer?
Andrea.
I know what you did last summer.
I know what you did last summer.
This was a great movie.
It was.
It was no Scream.
Okay, yeah.
It was no Scream, but it was very good. Sarah Michelle Gellar. So what, is it making a comeback?
Yeah, so Sarah Michelle Gellar obviously appeared in the original in 1998 alongside Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. But they are making what is, I suppose, called almost a requel. So like you saw with Scream, there's a new cast, but kind of a similar storyline happens. And they have to go kind of get the help of
the old
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Now,
and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
From my memory anyway, we had I Know What You Did Last Summer. Then there was the second one, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. And this is where now it starts to come off the rails for me totally, right? Because, like, they're just leave well enough alone.
Well,
okay, they were great.
Yeah,
leave them.
This is the direct sequel to the first one, so the original. So
this is new kids that have grown up in the village in Southport.
Yes, that
same thing happens again, and they go back to Sarah Michelle Gellar for advice.
Yeah, well, she actually hasn't signed up to the movie because she says that she declined to do so because of how implausible it would be to recon the character's death. So, you'll take
the rest of the cast.
Yeah, the rest of the cast have signed up. Freddie Prinze Jr., you hear him there in the trailer, and Jennifer Love Hewitt. But there is a huge fan base online going mad that this is coming back.
Oh, sorry, I go to see this. Absolutely. I really enjoyed the first two episodes.
And like that, it's a bit of kind of nostalgia element added to it. Yeah, and it might put a smile on people's faces.
Well, it has certainly for me anyway. Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million.
Very much.
Not at all, as always, for joining us to tell us about all the good news that's happening worldwide this Wednesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.